Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists' views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics,
killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Once again, that is Call In and Speak. That's that 3342 featuring Brother Emacs, the Image Production, as well as Chef Kilroy. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 7. With that, emaxxradio@gmail.com to send in music, anything, pretty much. And that MAN stands for Music, Activism, News. That's the abbreviation and acronym. If you want to, you can Facebook Joseph Motley JR, period. Also, for those online listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, you can phone in 646-478-0944, kind of like that 216-400 number did. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. I need to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you might hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Feel free, don't even blame Lake City Music. Call or blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold, change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I need to give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday, because if I don't do it, I probably won't get it done. It's a tie for number 10. So I guess we have a top 11. But anyway, number 10, B, is the Blacker the Berry Tour, which is on Facebook. It'll be Sunday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and 4:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. At Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Center. Now, 10A is the Motown Review on Facebook, which you will find, I believe that's Saturday, February 22nd, Front Stage Multiplex from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, number 9, you can Facebook BLAX, the Blacks Museum, 2020. At the East Cleveland Public Library, that's this Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 8, you can Facebook Community Meeting, Dinner, and Training, Criminal Punishment System, that's East 105, The address is 968 East 105. That's from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and that's this Thursday. Number seven, you can Facebook the State of Black Cleveland. That's Wednesday, February 19th at the Alpha Phi Alpha Education Leadership Development Center, 2820 East 116th Street. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 3 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number six, you can Facebook Black History Month with the Boomer at the Dialogue Center. More on that in just a little while. And I've appreciated that because let's just put it out there. It did come up, and I like how I did that. So number 10 was the Black of the Berry Tour. Number 9 was the Motown Review that was on Facebook. Number 8 was Facebook, the Black Museum. Number 7 will be the Facebook Community Meeting. Yeah, I like that. Number 6 would be definitely what happened with that. And as we go back to number 6 being Facebook, the State, number 5 is actually Facebook, Black History Month with the Boomer at the Dialogue Center. Number 4 is the Facebook of raising of the Kobe Bryant banner. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, National Action Network. Had a lot of things going on with that. But what could possibly be number 2? It's the Cupid's Undie Run. More on that in a little while, I promise you. Number 1, all Valentine's Day events. More on that in just a little while because it was so many. And that's 2 weeks at number 1. I'm going to at least take the time before I do anything else. I need to at least go on and let people know that we lost the legend, young legend, Tony Hernandez, who passed away the past Saturday of stroke and kidney complications at the age of 57. He was a member of 5 All-Star teams, 4 Golden Gloves, 1993 World Series winning with the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays. Home run won the American League pennant for the Tribe in Cleveland in 1997. Wow, I worked there, you know, Jacobs Field at that time. I would also like to stop and say that on behalf of none other than the man called Hulk, hashtag 2020, with the 2020 vision, he wanted to make sure we remembered the birthdays of Jim Brown and Michael J. Jordan, and also the deaths of Thelonious Monk and Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I also want to take the time to send a shout-out, pay respects, send out prayers and condolences for the Kidd family. Mr. Raleigh Kidd, known to that family since the early 70s, I'd say maybe 72 to 73. They were always there. There were times when I was out in the streets, not doing the best I should have been for a few years. They hung in there with Mama Porter, because, you know, Mama Porter, she didn't believe in sparing the rod to spoil the child. She's like, let this fool be emancipated, because if he's not going to follow my rules and he's going to be out on the streets doing X, Y, Z, I can't have that on my conscience. I'm not accepting his money, this, that, and all of it. I live my life, but in the meantime, and in between time, they always had kind words for me, always did their best to reach out for me, let me know they had my mom's back when it was time to move and everything else. They were there. They were the example of being Christ-like. Wasn't in the Bible to say, hey, Christian. I will say they were Christ-like, creator-like, creator-driven. They set an example no matter what, even if they went to a different church. They still looked out for people of different races, you name it. So I'm going to at least, before I go to the next phone call at the 216-400, I want to at least say for those who look at Facebook, raising of the Kobe Bryant banner happened last Wednesday at the Dialogue Center, where Billy L. Sharp, president of the Urban Guild, Omni Media, and FedEx along with Colin Jackson, Brian David Siggers, The Actual Tannis, Man in the Street spoke. You also had Black Lives Matter, Angela Y. Davis speaking. Flowers were from Maddie P's Flowers, 216-761-4891, 216-334-9820. The flowers were suggested by Black Lives Matter Cleveland for Dr. Dorothy, who lost her son a couple of months ago, and for Dolores Gray, who February 8th was the date from last year that she lost her daughter, Brandy. I think Dr. Dorothy's son was named Sebastian. And so the flowers were suggested, paid for by Man in the Street at the same meeting. I'm going to go to the 216-400 number, 216-400. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That's
except,
cool.
As you said, miss the kids. Because, as you know, any time that he thought we needed them, he was here, taking us where we need to go. And when I was diagnosed at Cleveland Clinic, it was him that came, picked us up, carried us there, and, you know, walking through those long buildings of Cleveland Clinic. And that's what he did, and he never complained. And even when we got ready to move, they were there before we moved, came to the apartment, and told me before we moved in, and said, you can expect the furniture. And what furniture? Said, the truck gonna bring it. And they really did. Everything they thought I needed, it was supplied. So this is what I would say this. They are the kind that they didn't just talk Christianity. They lived it. And color did not matter. Race, color, creed, it did not matter. They just loving people and set an excellent example. And we're going to miss him.
Gotcha.
But we have to, yes, pray for her. God to hold her and strengthen her up. So there you go.
Gotcha.
So thank you, and I appreciate everything. And now just
no
leave and listen.
I got you. No problem. Thank you very much. As you go back on hold, I see a 601 area code. Before I do anything else, I will let people know that, because I don't let you know now, I know me, I just won't do it. It's not because I don't mean to do it. It's just that I might not get to it. So with those things being said, I would like to definitely let people know that if you choose, you can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Also, on YouTube, Joseph P. Motley Jr. or Joseph Motley Jr., both YouTube channels. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. with a Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time of VoiceOfRadio.com. You can Facebook Kit and Angelica, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Instagram is JR period Porter, PRTRALFRED, Porter Alfred. OPM Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. on weupradio.com. You can Twitter now, Hip Hop Workshop 1, numeral 1. And before I go to the phone line, I let people know, because if I don't do it, people will always say, you never tell me anything. So anyway, you can Facebook Black History Month with the Boomer at the Dialogue Center, Wednesday, February 19th, 15415 Kipling, 44110, at 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's Harry Boomer. Focus 43 and 19 News for Years will give a special Black History Month message of the importance of Black federalism in 2020 and beyond, plus a special video premiere, Black History Message, and a meet and greet afterwards, and that's this coming Wednesday. Now, I'm going to go to the 401 area code with the 513. They're probably calling and tell me, you know, something. Care less about black journalism. You're always talking that stuff. When are we going to have anything about Amish journalism? Amish journalism. And might be Zeke's reserve calling me now. I'll take my punishment like a man for the 601 area code. How you doing?
How you doing, Brother Al? How's it going?
It's going well. What about you?
I'm doing fine, Brother Al. For the ones who don't know me, my name is Michael D. Landingham. I'm a Democratic presidential candidate running for president in 2020, locally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I've been on your show quite a few times, and sorry I didn't make it in last week. I was indisposed with some matters I had to take care of. And but wanted to come back and give you a little bit of update about our campaign.
Please.
Well, sir, the last time we talked, I was explaining about the situation with, and I explained this to you, it's not the CIA, it's the Secret Service and the FBI. And the discussion about the president, President Trump, his actions about Biden and everything that he's been doing shows that he's a traitor, so that he's really un-American, shows that he cannot be trusted, shows that he's a danger to our democracy and its people. And so, therefore, to give a little bit of update, I've been in contact with the House Oversight Committee, our senator locally here, Sherrod Brown, his office, because I feel like that the FBI right now is not giving me the answers I seek. There was a news article out there about Attorney General William Barr, that has been protecting the president from prosecutions from other cases, and also what you saw what he did with Roger Stone, Donald Trump's best friend. I met Roger Stone one time. I shook hands with him at the Republican National Convention. I didn't know who he was off the bat and how devious he was, but it's kind of hard to just wash my right hand right now because of shaking his hand. But overall, what I'm going to tell you is that there are things that this president is doing that the American people are not aware of, probably got an idea, but this dude is really, really sick. I know firsthand about it. And so right now the senator, Senator Brown, me and him and his office is working together to see if we can get that information released from the FBI and the Secret Service.
Nice.
We have people out in California that are interested in the text message between me and the president. And the ones who don't know about that, long story short, 2 weeks after I announced me running for president, Donald Trump contacted me pretending he was one of my white cousins. I have a black and white family. I've grown together for six, 7 years, one reason why I'm running. He tried to bait me to meet with his people and whatever, and I refused to go there, and I guess I pissed him off. And all of a sudden, if anybody remembers this, over there on the 10th of December 2018, over there on the 79th and Kinsman, run about in the evening time, mentioned about military helicopters flying in the area. Now, if you remember that moment in time about out there in that area, you're wondering why these military helicopters out there. Well, hello, I'm proof that it was out there for me. So I gave them all the messages, all the text messages, all the videos and everything like that. They were viewing over there with their millionaire people or whatever. And I finally got around my Gmail. I guess they stopped blocking me or whatever, but now I sent all the pictures and text messages and everything to ABC and CBS and all of them. So it's about a matter of time that it's really going to break out, but I'm tired of having the president or whoever is working with him to keeping me silent or keep my story from being investigated. You know, Super Tuesday's coming up. So, you know, I missed Iowa. That's why I was asking everybody to help contribute. I understand that it's kind of hard to believe somebody that's running for president that's no name, because historically we always believe that you got to be a senator or a congressman or something like that. And, well, okay, that's not true. That's not true. It's really, you got to be a natural born citizen in the United States. You got to reside in the United States for 14 years. You're going to be 35 years of age older. I'll be 39. But the three moral reasons to become president, you got to relate with people. You got to care about people. You got to care about this country. You know, you got to have ideas. You got to show true leadership. Don't point. Get out there and show them what to do. Don't point what to do. Show them what to do. And have some kind of humanity about yourself, some character about yourself. And this president doesn't have it. And so what I'm planning on doing is, not to be too long with you, appreciate your time and patience.
Mm-hmm.
At,
no problem.
Super Tuesday for Ohio, I want everybody to vote for me to be on the ballot in Ohio. Michael D. Landenham, like landing the plane, then going ham. What you need to do is you got to go to your county commissioner's office and go into a group and say, look, I'd like this character, Michael Landenham, to be on the ballot here in Ohio. And we're going to be traveling before March 17th, start of March, all over Ohio. We're going from downtown, Cincy, Studentsville. We're going everywhere all over the state. We're going to Republican areas. We're going to Democratic areas. We're going everywhere. And this is my state, and I'm going to carry it. I'm not going to let nobody else who is running carry my state, since I am running. So we need your support, and we just started up a new Facebook campaign page called Landenham for President 2020, We the People. That is Landenham for President 2020, We the People. We do have a GoFundMe account set up on there and a PayPal set up on there. You have to go through the pages to look for it, but I usually put up a new, refresh the new pages up there every other day. But we need your donations.
Yes, you
do. The smallest that you can give would be greatly appreciated. And like I said, this has never been done before, not successfully, but I'm sitting here with the ace up my sleeve, and that's the proof that the President of the United States had very, very real concerns about me getting into this race. That's one reason why you haven't heard of me for this past year, but I'm one of the people that announced early on. But if I have your support, we can make history. And like I said, we can talk about infrastructure, we can talk about jobs, we can talk about health care, we can talk about all the things that these other candidates talk about. But the one thing that we got to talk about to unite everything, to see everything in the same light, is race. If we're still divided on race, if we're still divided that we're not the same, and white people are better than black people, and asshole countries, and all that other stuff, how can we learn to see the same problems to fix it in the same way for all of us? So if you can tackle race, if there's no presidential candidate that can talk about race and can relate on both equations, blacks and whites, no concern. If you can't do that, you're wasting people's time. I'm sorry.
That's right.
You just because you can't solve anything else without solving that, because that's a poison. That has been within us, trying to eat away in us ever since the start. And it's time right now to say it's enough. We have Russia. We have outside influences. Know where our weaknesses. Knowing what our weaknesses are is us having each other, attacking each other, afraid of one another, and we shouldn't be. Black folks killing one another, talking about, you know, we're each other's problem. No. We've been set up for years to act like we're
right.
But we're going to prove that we're not. That's one reason why I'm running. We got to finally have somebody in there that will care for the people and do something for the people, not rich people. I think they've been having to go for about 20 years. It's time for we the people to have our voice heard. It's time for we the people to take over our government, take back our government, and not to let them have hate and fear to try to influence our government ever again. So I ask for your support. Hopefully I'll see you out there. We'll try to do some rallies, me and you, Al. We'll talk about getting some rallies started up and stuff like that. We got some people coming in trying to help.
Nice.
So like I said, I'm in this race to win it. And and as a Landenham, I don't stop until the end. So
I appreciate that. May you definitely hold the line. I imagine you will probably hear something that you can appreciate. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I can say that when it comes down to what I've heard so far, and then what a couple of other staff members said so far, this has been a no-brainer, and I had to check with them to make sure. And the check was me. It was a unanimous. Man in the Street definitely does support Michael D. Landenham for the office that he seeks. May you keep on running for real. Before I go to the 702 area code, I can appreciate, like I say, that hashtag 2020 vision for the four names that we called off earlier from birthdays to the passings, I would be remiss if I didn't at least point out something, because the reason they made it so high on the list, I mean, okay, there hadn't been Valentine's Day events going on all over the place, but theirs was called to a degree that, but it's something entirely different. The day after, the Cupid's Undie Run, which happened like last Saturday, I believe it was like 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, low 30s with a wind chill of 24 degrees. Now, I just want to say it was about 400 and some odd people, might have been 500, close to 500, but we'll say, we'll keep it the low part figure. It was about 400 people, and it was, and they were running for a cause where 100% of the net proceeds go to Children's Tumor Foundation, which I believe is beautiful. It wasn't just the Facebook Lives that covered it. It was the news feeds. We'll say it happened in a lot of different cities, but we'll say it was news that covered this. Now, it was mostly white people who showed up, but it was a lot of others. It was mostly white people who showed up and had passion for brain tumors in children. It's called an undies run because they were running in their underwear. Women in panties, dudes in underwear, no shirts, what have you. They had to line up. And some of them came out of their clothes a lot earlier and lined up in the freezing cold because they cared. My 60-foot step ladder from a soapbox. And they did care. And I'm glad of that. I'm thankful when people find their cause. It's mostly white people. Well, in the freezing cold, they do it every year. Don't say it out before they go to the next phone caller. But the hell. So how come 137 shots, police brutality, court watch, crime in the community? I'm not talking about the seniors or the elders who paved the way and can't get out. No, I'm not. Although there were some elders out there in the undies running, but that's a different story. But I'm not talking about people who are sick. Nobody. I'm not talking about people working. No, I have common sense, a little bit. Not a lot, but I have a little bit. Like I said, I'm not talking to the seniors. Because I have some seniors who will show up and show out in different things. But those who claim they are down for the movement, some young in age, the priorities. What is important to you? Is it important enough? Before I go to the next phone caller, it's real easy. And the reason I say that is, a lot of times, you run into all hours of the day, and it's easy to do if you're at work or what have you. It's easy to be a Facebook revolutionary or Facebook activist or what have you. But for those who may be able to handle their own home, that's a good one. You're handling your own home, because I'm learning. I'm still learning. This is a D for BC. This is a learning process. So I'm learning. Take care of self, home, make sure that's excellent, because then I'm a hypocrite if I go out in the streets trying to tell somebody how to take care of theirs. I got that. But at the same time, when you do come out, and everybody has a certain time, I mean, maybe if certain people would put the freaking blunts down, because, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a natural herb. I give y'all that. I give y'all that. It's an herb. But most times, but indigenous people would smoke the herb. It was to celebrate because they've done something. And a lot of times, people are puffing, and they haven't done the most thing. Well, maybe they have if, you know, they haven't been picked up for a warrant, or, you know, they've been able to drive and okay. But the time that it takes to do a herb break or do a few other things, and the time it takes to sometimes, I will say, complain about what people aren't doing, I wonder how much easier it would be if you had that passion that could come out like 400-something people. Pink skin who show up for passion because of the brain tumor and the proceeds go into that for children, which is an excellent thing. And then you have, again, police brutality. How about coming outside to say I'm going to keep my motherfucking street safe for one night because the criminals running through? Tamir Rice, anniversary of Imperial Avenue, and sometimes you can only get 15 people? Huh. Let me at least go light on the subject. I want to say the first DJ gig ever done by a man in the street happened at Cowboys and Monica's first annual Valentine's Day Cabaret, which was February 14th, 6 p.m. to midnight. Ended earlier. I hope it's not because DJ did a bad job. But anyway, it was at the Slovenian Hall, featured Pulse Prince music by Cowboy and Al Porter. They had excellent fish dinners. Leon Pope, DJ Dollar Rock, Silver Beats, Entertainment Royalty Roundtable, which airs Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. on voiceofradio.com, was there. Sheriff Kilroy and Brother Leon Pope did the Trump freestyle. Hayes Flowers was definitely there. I'm going to at least take the time, because I got a chance to get rid of all of those things, to go to the area code 702-609, and they're probably calling to tell me, you Cupid's undies run hater. And I didn't say I was a hater. The cold wouldn't hit me that bad. I might run out there too, but I'm really not a hater on that. 702 area code with the 609. How we doing out there?
Brother Porter, you know what this is. The man called Hawk was in there with it.
I'm doing excellent. Hey, I appreciate it, and I know the audience appreciated early mentioning the birthdays of course, world-renowned Jeb Brown, Michael J. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
That this was also the date when it came to the passing of Thelonious Monk and Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Names that everybody needs to look up. If there's a name that somebody says, wait a minute, I'm not sure on this name, look it up, because, man, I'm going to give my age and go back a little bit, but say one of my favorite on-air appearances was not just Donahue, but I believe during that whole Geraldo era when Khalid Abdul Muhammad was on the talk show circuit during the daytime, kicking that knowledge, that strong knowledge, and you just knew everybody in the audience was looking like, I can't believe this. Very powerful message, but go right ahead, Hawk.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you already know the message that he was spreading, being in Omega Sci-Fi and FOI and mm-hmm. Black Panther. Khalid was on it, but there was another birthday for 17 February that I neglected to mention, and I found out later on. I had to look it up a little bit. On this day, for everyone listening, in 1942, a second Black Panther was born, that being Huey P. Newton.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir. So I figure I'd go ahead and throw in that addendum. I don't have a whole lot to say. I'm always listening in, man, whenever I can. It's been a little busy here in the MGI guard shack, and I actually lost track of time. I usually call first thing, but this day I didn't.
Right.
If in fact you have any questions for me, feel free to ask me.
I do. I really do. And with that being said, I'm going to at least ask you, what do you feel some of the misconceptions people have when they hear like the FOI or the movement in general? And it can be misconceptions from, I'll say, people of our color to outside of our color or both. I would like to hear something coming from you, because you deal with that all the time, sir.
Well, what I do is I keep an eye on a lot of things, and so misconceptions are going to come and go from any and all directions. I know for a fact that for non-blacks, they would assume that any group being put together by blacks and only have blacks in it, whether it be male, female, or mixed, they right away construe them as being a hate group, which, you know, a lot of folks will say, you know, black power is just as synonymous as white power, considering white power in a term was used for not only solidarity, but for hatred towards others. Black power is not that way. Black power is pretty much something that we say in congratulations for us being great people in general, but also knowing who we are as black people. And on the other end, the misconceptions by our own people, a lot of times we're fearful of being a part of the movement for a couple of reasons. One being that we'll say this current generation is not really schooled in that kind of thinking, number one. My answer to that is neither am I. I mean, I actually learned what I learned on my own, and it took a bit of motivation on my part. I got into construction in 2002 in Las Vegas, and in doing that, I ran into a lot of what I would call, you know, good old boys or cavemen, guys who are actually stuck in their ways. And I didn't like exactly how they spoke to me, you know, being 30 years old. So I started digging into my roots on my own. I mean, I actually took myself on a bit of a time warp, if you will, back to our most previous black power era being the 1990s, and did the studying on my own. So a lot of it is self-learned. A lot of it we learn on our own, and it doesn't take much. I mean, back in the day before the internet, what did we have? We had microfiche, we had library cards, and everything else. So it's not all that hard to learn knowledge of self, not hard at all to acquire it. And it doesn't have to be taught externally. God puts it in you. All you can do is go out and get it, kind of like being in the Matrix, you know, or trying to escape the Matrix. You know, we can only show you the door, but you're the one who has to walk through it.
Right. I like that one. I appreciate you very much for that.
You got it, brother.
That's very powerful. Please feel free to hold the line. I'll do my best to have something for you.
Oh, you got it, man. It's no problem. I'll be here to the end.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, since he said that, I'm going to send this out to the people listening, some of the brothers on the phone line. There's a video coming out for this one. It might make sense. It might not make sense, but video will be out much sooner than expected from CMS Media. But this goes out to, of course, definitely endorse Brother Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. And this also goes out to the man called Hawk. They've had to practice this one. The strong brothers around me that caused me to have to be this way as well. Hey, sometimes you have to stand alone.
Walk alone. I stand alone. I 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 walk alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me, covered by grace.
Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone, stand alone, stand alone.
HJS Music.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
at
alone.
At the front stage. Severance
stand
Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Suite 2190
stand
Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed.
Stand
154
alone.
Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor Hare. 15415 Kipling Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand
alone. In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
As we come back live to you, hey, end arbitrators' bias in favor of police. I will have these where we have, like we're talking about this coming Wednesday evening at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, where you can Facebook the Black History Month with the Boomer at the Dialogue Center. That's definitely Harry Boomer. We'll have these end arbitrators' bias in favor of police. The petitions due to persistent arbitrator bias in favor of police and they're deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlined, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. Also, to give you a little bit more of what we do, the Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, located at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, where, yes, the Boomer will be there. Create a Willing. Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Community Ministries, which has youth and family marriage counseling by appointment. Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support. Judy Martin, 216-990-0679, Funerals and or Repast Under 100 People. Inquire with 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, or after 10 p.m. tonight, 216-804-7462. Floral Arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers. 216-761-4895 or 216-334-9820. Before I play anything else, I guess I should go back a little bit in history. We'll go back to Saturday. It was a nice, busy, fair day because you happen to have, it was a very, very strong program. It was none other than the National Action Network Greater Cleveland Chapter Black History Program, which was the past Saturday, February 15th at First Zion Baptist Church, 10313 Garfield Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. The promise of restoration. Now, I can say you had, of course, Reverend Dr. Leonard T. King, president of the National Action Network, Marcia L. McCoy. The importance of Black history was for Mr. Ernest Harris. He also had the chaplain elder, Jacqueline Goodrum, Miss Michelle Kendall, did music. Poetic reading was for Minister Gwendolyn Pitts. Musical selection from Ms. Latasha Jack. A poem from Ms. Miriam Gurley. Now, Joseph Motley Jr. was the sound man with the equipment, so everybody sounded nice. CDs, aux cords, all that stuff. Black House Sounds did the new song, Young African. Miss Ashley Grayson spoke about overcoming the odds. Music and dance selection was from Lyrical Storm and Diva Star. Musical selection from Mr. Jack Swales. Speaker of the Hour, Minister Roland Muhammad, talking about how to raise a nation. Very powerful statement, very powerful. Closing prayer was from Elder Goodrum. And I'm going to go through just a couple of things because one thing that they would have liked to have thrown out there so people would realize that Reverend Al Sharpton, National Action Network, is one of the leading civil rights organizations in the nation with chapters throughout the U.S., founded in 1991 by Reverend Al Sharpton himself. As I look through, because I only wanted to pull out a couple of extra points on this, nothing more, nothing less, but it was good to know that they had in there Marcia L. McCoy, who's the president of the National Action Network's Greater Cleveland, Ohio chapter, and she is the executive program director and is on the Community Covenant Oversight Team. Marcia McCoy advocates to deliver resources and make sure that they deal with the lost and those who are left out. They also, in the book, she wasn't present there, but they wanted to make sure people at least look at Rhonda Crowder. I've called her name. She was the one who brought us in to do a hip-hop workshop at the Call and Post newspaper building. 45 is the coordinator of Huff Reads and has been encouraging children and adults in the Huff neighborhood to read. Looks like they put a bunch of reads there for a reason so that it would push the fact that she's pushing reading, which makes a lot of sense to me when it comes to at least that statement right there. I'm very thankful and I feel fortunate to deal with certain things, certain entities as it comes out. Also, I got a chance to speak this evening, East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization, which their next one will be, and this is important, Monday, March the 16th, the day before Super Voting Tuesday in our region. The new day and time will be 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center at 13944 Euclid Avenue, second floor, community room. Refreshments will be provided. If you want to know anything else, you can talk to city leader Nathaniel Martin. You know you're a bad man when you put your phone number out there, 216-417-0808. Now, that's good. I have a calendar from them for the rest of the year. I had a chance to speak today on my thoughts on Black history. I'm going to at least, because, you know, everybody had 5 minutes to speak, I did my best to get it to 3 minutes, but it was good to at least know that I had a barrier of time to make it possibly 4 minutes if need be, because what I spoke on when it came to my personal thoughts on Black History Month was that from activists, seems like we lost our way. Especially we get scared of the word activism. Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah, activist, one who campaigns to bring political or social change. Honorable Elijah Muhammad definitely was active. An advocate is a person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or policy. A lot of people, from religious leaders to others who might be an advocate for certain things, they might give themselves borders that they can't handle things outside of certain things because, you know, advocates, depending on what they are advocating for, have certain boundaries. Politicians, elected officials have boundaries. A lot of activists, or the activist part of being an advocate or politician, is if you're in an activist mode, doing God's work has no boundaries. I mean, why? Because we don't have boundaries or borders. Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So we have to be willing to make change sometimes for everybody, as long as we have the facts, such as if East Cleveland needed to get rid of corrupt leadership, yep, no matter if I lived in Cleveland or not, I knew that we had to be for the recall efforts if it's corrupt leadership. And now, being a Ward 3 advisor to Ernest L. Smith, the East Cleveland president of city council, having Juanita Gowdy and Corinne Stevenson sitting on that, it's beautiful. When the city of Euclid, MMA, the UFC, a man, months after killing another man, Cleveland, East Cleveland, other activists, were we supposed to sit back and say, that's beyond my border? No, something needed to be done. The red light, speed light, speed track, unconstitutional. Seeing an enforcement officer with no judge from East Cleveland, Cleveland, Nathan Heights, we had to deal with that because we knew it was wrong. Recently, dealing with a young man, Jamar King, Trumbull County, wrongly convicted. No boundaries for me. I remember off a McCoy radio show, thanks to Alex ER, freedom fighters from the Ukraine called Art McCoy and said they were inspired by what we do to fight the Russians. Apparently what we did showed there's no borders. I can say I'm a man, I am. I'm not a woman. But activism means sometimes no gender, so I help support the Women's International Women's Day March. I was there, Don Bryant Art. I got the so-and-so permit. ClevelandUrbanNews.com can at least say that's true. I'm not indigenous like they push for the Native Americans. A lot of us were here earlier, but I'll go back to just the indigenous Native American. Gotcha. But when Dr. Dorothy and Don Bryant spoke to me about speaking about the whole change the name, change the logo, hell, I guess Cleveland Indians would be about as bad as the Atlanta slaves, huh? I'm not Palestinian, but thanks once again to freaking Don Bryant. I spoke in front of 700 of them, correlating the, at least, I will say, occupying police chase that happened through Cleveland and East Cleveland for Tim and Melissa, 137 shots, and the occupying force of Gaza. Yeah, that's kind of activism when you know that no matter what, there's no borders. Hey, since Miles Garrett is back, why not go back and play something from GMS Music Group featuring Jim Raw, Suave Gotti, Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band on the guitar. I know they're update this one too.
Welcome out of town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation! Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation!
swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A brown and orange and white stripes. The Seed Town Light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
All right, now. Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Sundays, College for Colleges Radio Show, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. WRE 1490 AM, www.newsaltcleveland.com. You also have now Mondays, WOVU 95.9 FM, Art McCoy, Stop the Pain Radio. And also tomorrow, this is important, give yourselves time to think. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., 5 p.m. tomorrow, www.voiceofradio.com, or you can call in at 505 all the way through 6, 216-694-8910. something happened 7 years ago. 7 years ago, a man on the street and a porter, something happened. But what happened? Well, you have to figure it out for the month of February. What could have happened? There'll be some nice little prizes at the end for the king and the queen of the court to figure out what happened 7 years ago. Look, that's it. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. That's it. Thank the creator. Love you all. Peace.